and now prepare to enter an inner level of mind. I begin by closing my eyes and feeling my feet on the floor. Next, I direct my attention to my eyelids, and in particular to the little muscles that surround my eyes. I just relax these tiny muscles, and I let them go, and I feel this relaxation moving like a wave, slowly downward throughout my body. As I visualize the color red, I relax my body from head to foot. I visualize the color orange, and I control and master my emotions. I visualize the color yellow, and I calm and still my mind. I visualize the color green, and I allow peace to enter my life. I visualize the color blue, and I let love permeate my entire being. I visualize the color purple, and I seek out the depths within. I visualize the color violet, and I enter this innermost part of my being. I am now in my levels. I may use these levels for any good purpose that I desire. To further help me center myself within, I mentally place myself within my passive scene from nature. I just become calm, still, and at peace. And I see myself mentally within my passive scene, and I feel the life forces of nature that surround me. I now notice something in my passive scene that I have not noticed before. Perhaps it's a sound, or something that I see or feel. And now as I look around my passive scene, I see something else nearby that attracts my attention. And I pause for a few moments as I continue to center and relax myself here within my passive scene. Relax. I am now centered within my inner levels of mind. Relax. Every time that I say, hear, or think the word relax, my body, brain, and mind becomes more and more relaxed. Relax. 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 As I continue to relax my body, brain, and mind, I become more aware and alert at my inner conscious levels. Positive phrases for progress. I think positive thoughts that make me successful, happy, and prosperous. I use my mind in such a special manner that I am more aware every day. I have full control over all of my senses and faculties at every level of my mind. Every day, in every way, I am growing better, better, and better. I have a positively thinking mind that keeps my body in perfect health. I have relaxed eye muscles with perfect vision and eyesight. My lungs breathe in a rhythmic and natural manner. My heartbeat and blood pressure are normal. My blood is pure and balanced and flows freely. I have a perfectly functioning digestive system. I have healthy bones and freely moving joints. My muscles, nerves, and skin are healthy, responsive, and in good condition. Above all, I have a positively thinking mind and a perfectly healthy body. I am now able to develop my senses and focus my awareness on any one place or level within the universe, at any position in time, and I shall be aware of what is going on there if it is important to me or others that I do so. I am now able to develop my senses and focus my awareness into any one of the levels or depths of the different matter kingdoms, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the lower animal kingdom, the higher animal kingdom, the human body and mind, any one of its levels and depths. I am now able to detect imperfections and imbalances within any one level or depth of any one kingdom. I am also able to help change these imperfections and imbalances into a state of perfection, balance, and wholeness. I am now going to focus my awareness into the psychological dimension of my mind. To do this, I will need to return to my workshop level. So in a moment, I shall count from 12 to 1 in order to return to this creative, imaginative, inspired workshop level. As I count from 12 to 1, I see myself going to and, on the count of 1, entering my workshop. 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I now enter my workshop at this creative, imaginative, inspired level. I greet my assistants, and then I sit down at my table, and I have my assistants take their places on either side of me. I am first going to make points of reference in my inner subjective levels to determine a baseline response for negative and affirmative answers. Once this baseline response has been determined, I will be able to obtain replies to specific questions that can be answered by a direct yes or no. This is also useful to obtain answers for myself, from my assistants, or from higher intelligence. In a moment, I shall make some definite statements that are obviously false and not true. This will be done so that I can determine within myself exactly how a negative reply or no answer will seem and be felt by me. This negative response can be registered by me in several ways. I may see, hear, or feel with my inner senses, or I may feel a reaction in my own emotional or feeling nature, or in many other ways. All this will clearly enable me to realize that the answer received is definitely negative and is no. In a moment, I shall make some false statements. I just relax, take a deep breath, and let go, and become aware and alert for my reaction. In mathematics, 10 plus 5 equals 2. In geography, the capital of the United States is Seattle. In physics, lead is lighter than air. In nature, water usually runs uphill. And in my personal life, I have just discovered that my friends think that I'm a liar and a cheat. In a moment, I shall make some true statements. Again, I just relax and take a deep breath and let go, and I become more alert for my reaction. How do I feel, think about, or respond to these statements? Mathematics. 4 times 2 equals 8. In geography, Russia is much larger than Switzerland. In physics, magnetism can be very strong. In nature, the ocean is really quite salty. And in my personal life, I am a pretty good person after all. It is now an accomplished fact that I have established my own individual baseline response to yes and no answers. I now have someone in mind with whom I might like to communicate without the use of the objective 5 physical senses. To do this, I will bring this person into my workshop through my elevator. At the count of 1, I start to lower the elevator door slowly, and at 3, the person steps into my workshop dynamic and alive. 1, 2, 3. I now see someone stepping into my workshop, dynamic and alive. I wave to this person, and I ask that they walk up on my stage and stand facing me. I now have this person turn slowly all the way around so that I may bring them into focus and relate to all of the details concerning their appearance. Now, as a psychological trigger device, I have this person lean toward me. I reach out gently, and I pick up this person's head. And turning it around in my hands, I place it over my head, much as I would a brown paper shopping bag. And I let it fall right down to my shoulders so that it is a complete fit. I now begin to sense through this person's mind and brain what they think and feel. First, I make points of reference as to the mood and character of this person. How do they feel about life in general? Do they feel loving and kind? Sad and upset? Or maybe even hateful and angry? I just take a few moments to see and feel this person's basic mood or outlook towards life. I sense what this person feels in my own subjective nature. Whatever I experience should be the true outlook of this person. This may not be the same as I might expect to find, as behavior is often far removed from inner feelings. I now ask some general questions that can be answered with a good or unpleasant feeling. How does this person feel about their friends? Trusting, suspicious, or what? How does this person feel about their position in life? Excited? Depressed? Resentful? How does this person react spiritually? Very spiritual? Not very. Materialistic? General questions that can be answered, yes or no. Are you hungry at the moment? Are you at home right now? Do you like sugar or cream in your coffee or tea? Do you enjoy reading? Sports? TV? Now that I've made contact with this person at the psychological dimension, I may ask open-ended questions such as, is there anything that you would like to talk to me about? And then let a stream of information pass from this person to me, and then from me to this person, in a dialogue fashion. And I take a few moments to do this. Now with this person's head still on, it is most convenient and easy to check out their senses. I look subjectively through their eyes, one at a time. I hear through their ears, each one in turn. Next, I subjectively talk to see what impediment, if any, exists. Now I move their legs, arms, breathe, and see if all is okay. If there are any impediments, I may sense them in my own nature. And if so, I take consultation with my assistants and do whatever they lead me to do to correct the situation and to bring it into a state of balance. I can also see this person bathed in a bright, warm, white light. This white light seems to have beneficial qualities for many mental, emotional, or even physical conditions that a person might have. I just see this person surrounded by and immersed in white light. Perhaps to help in specific areas, I might use red to give energy, orange to give emotional stability, yellow for mental development, green for healing and peace, blue for love. Purple for a renewed search of self. Violet for more spiritual values. I now take off this person's head, and turning it around in my hands, I gently put it back on them. I thank this person for being so honest and cooperative, and I say that any information given will be kept as confidential and private as the information given to a religious leader, doctor, or lawyer. I now have this person walk over to the elevator compartment and enter it. In a moment, I will count to three, and at the count of one, the door will start to close, and by three, it will be closed, and this person will return to wherever they came from. One, two, three. It is now an accomplished fact that my awareness has established many points of reference in the mind and brain of myself and another human being. Before I leave my workshop, I step to the doorway, and I notice that a wonderful, large, white floodlight has been installed right over my door. It goes on automatically whenever anyone approaches the door, going in or out. It showers me now in a profusion of marvelous, warm, white light. I just stand there for a moment and literally feel it penetrating every cell of my body. This is a protective device that each time I bathe myself in it will erase any negativity threatening or clinging to me and will protect me further for many hours from either projecting or receiving any negativity of any sort. So I prepare to leave my workshop with no fears of bringing any negative concepts of any nature to my outer focused levels. I now prepare to leave this inner level of mind. I remember that any time I enter my levels, I receive benefits both physically and mentally. I always use my deeper and inner levels in a constructive and creative manner for all that is good, honest, and positive. I keep in mind that when I go to my deeper and inner levels, I become more loving and kind, I have a greater depth of understanding, and I gain more rapport with members of my family, my friends, and those with whom I work. As I know, any time that I come out of my deeper and inner levels, a sense of peace pervades throughout my entire body. My head and neck feel comfortable and relaxed. My vision and eyesight are clear and bright. My whole body is in perfect health. In a moment, I will visualize the colors of the rainbow in reverse sequence. And on reaching the color red, I will open my eyes and be awake, in perfect health, feeling revitalized, refreshed, and in tune with life. I now visualize the colors, starting with violet, moving up to purple, then into blue, next green, yellow, orange, red. I once again take a deep breath, and as I do, I feel my feet firmly planted on the floor. I now bring my awareness up from my feet and through my ankles and legs, and I now notice where my back presses into the back of the chair. As I begin to move around in the chair, I am aware of the people seated on either side of me, and now I open my eyes, and as I do, I am awake, in perfect health, feeling revitalized, refreshed, and in tune with life.